when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. Like we said, we've segued into the second hour, and me and Matt were talking about Charlottesville, the Battle of Charlottesville. By the way, people, the anniversary of Charlottesville, I didn't mention it earlier, will be this coming Monday, August the 12th. I can't believe it's been 7 years ago. It seemed like it's just really flown by. I know it's the same way with Matt. It's going to be primarily Matt. And Matt the Mole and Sister Nancy, the Bluegrass Buzzsaw Bell Cow. They're going to be handling this hour. Sister Nancy has an article that segues perfectly into Charlottesville. It is about Charlottesville. But before we go to Sister Nancy, Matt, was there anything you'd like to say that we left over from the first hour to segue into this article that Nancy's got?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, you were talking about the crowds of guys that went over to McIntyre Park. Right. I wasn't around any of those. That's the crowd. We were on the back end of the crowd, and I guess the front end was going on to McIntyre Park. Well, we didn't get the message. That message didn't it didn't carry over to us. But anyway, so we were hanging about. There was a police station right beside the parking garage, and we were sitting there. But you wouldn't believe how many of these anti-thugs were walking past us with batons and weapons. These were clear weapons, y'all. And people asked ever since, well, why did y'all go there with all this defensive gear? Well, if you'd seen the other rallies where Antifa showed up, you would understand that these people are carrying weapons. These things, they hit you over the head. Harold Cruz, you wouldn't believe the attacks he took right in front of my eyes. And when the ambulances come, you think all things are equal, people. When the ambulances come, they were going to Antifa first and helping them and leaving our people bruised and bloody waiting on emergency services. So there was no quarter given to any of us or our people or our way of thinking. When that group went on to McIntyre Park, the police went there and organized a melee line and pushed them out of the park. And there were groups like Richard Spencer and his guys that were saying they're going to stand their ground in the park, but everyone else who's not willing to get arrested and stand their ground should go. And the police came and started brutally beating them, I heard. And but Eddie, you can attest, if they ran everybody out of McIntyre Park, you were there, right?
Yes, they did. Not only did they just have clubs and stuff, those people were carrying ARs and other type of rifles, proudly strapped on their shoulders. I saw them, AR-15s, other weapons, and the police did nary a thing about that. And you know, we were so lucky that none of us got killed. The only people that got killed, I think, was that helicopter that was flying with the highway patrol, and that Heather Heyer that James Fields accidentally ran over. But we were so fortunate to get out of there. It was, but like you said, it's been set up. It's God only knows how long it took them to plan that thing, that ambush on us. And you know what? In not one single of those BLM or Antifa went on trial for anything. Not even the guy who hit DeAndre Harris, that nig that hit Harold Cruz, that club and that you're talking about, that Maglite, his case was dismissed. And you know what? They got a GoFundMe thing going for him. And that nig got a couple of hundred grand out of that, driving, you know, these renewed car, $500 shoes. Sister Nancy has a newspaper article about that and talk about, we got persecuted. People were still being persecuted for that. And even in and out of court with lawfare. And Sister Nancy has some news about that to update on that. This a ruling that happened recently. Sister Nancy, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. From the American Free Press, which was the latest issue, and it always arrives kind of late, but the heading under news you may have missed is Unite the Right lawsuit. On July the 1st, a jury in Richmond, Virginia, sided with a group of attorneys who had brought a civil lawsuit against multiple organizers of the Unite the Right protest in Charlottesville, Virginia. Now, they wanted to basically sue the poor young man who was involved in so-called killing or accidentally killing a young woman. Most of the $2 million judgment was targeted at this James Alex Fields Jr., who is now in prison for life for an accident that it was not a planned murder, of course. But anyway, the others, however, are on the hook for several hundred thousand dollars each. They include Richard Spencer, Jason Kessler, Christopher Cantwell, Andrew Anglin, Matthew Hembach, and several others. So they probably these are Jewish lawyers who are leftists associated with the Antifa anti-white group of lawyers are still in court apparently trying to get money out of the organizers. This is a bad omen, of course. Now, what the same thing has happened in years gone in the past when any right-wing organization cropped up, either they would infiltrate it or they would bankrupt it. So this is basically the same tactic they're using. I want to pitch out something that's collaterally of interest. This week, a January 6th protester got sentenced to 20 years. Damn. So we are fighting a real tough battle, as you all know, and I think our listeners know. So those are things that are happening right now. I can understand the caution now that organizers must take. You know, I think it's interesting that a state of emergency was called in Charlottesville or maybe the entire state of Virginia. And, you know, we went over this thing that happened in Memphis where you and Eddie, you were involved and James organized along with Dr. Duke. How they started, yep. They called out state of emergency in Mississippi for a meeting of basically educated people who were really having a meeting. They were not even protesting. So we're under the gun, and I think it's been going on for many, many years. We can go back historically and certainly identify other attacks on our people.
Matt, Matt has some knowledge about that James Fields that you mentioned, Sister Nancy, about how I'll just make this quick statement. I grew up in the meanest part of South Memphis. Memphis is one of the meanest cities in the United States. It's on the top five list of the murder capital of the United States. I grew up right in the heart of the black part of Memphis. I can tell you, Matt and Sister Nancy, if those niggas, and I heard there was a lot of Antifa there too, if they'd have got Fields out of that car, he was a dead man. But with that, Matt, tell them a little bit about James Fields that you know of and respond to Sister Nancy's, she just got talked about the lawsuit that we all lost and when and Antifa didn't have to go to court a single day. Go, respond to that if you would, Matt.
Well, he's just a scapegoat, as we all are going to be. They're not going to stop with these guys. They're just doing this who they can get now. And then, you know, it's low-hanging fruit for them. It's easy. But I think everyone that went there needs to be aware that we are now a target for these people, and they're not going to stop. Their bloodlust is too strong that they want to destroy anything that has right-wing and conservative values and Christian values. James Fields was relatively new to any movement. I don't know who he was associated with, but he came down there on his own and joined up with, you know, like-minded people. But he didn't come down with anybody from Ohio. He ended up getting separated from other groups, and he ended up coming out of a parking garage, I think, with his own car. And according to the court documents, he at least had like GPS up on his home on GPS. So he wasn't.
We got to take a quick break, Matt. Man, hold that thought, brother. Don't lose your place. We have to take our first break of the second hour. Be right back, folks.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Attention, marksmen and adventure seekers. Join us at the Garth Kilpack Range in Springville, Utah for the Ultimate Rifle Roundup. Enjoy 4 hours of elite rifle training with Tactical Cowboy, a $400 value, and lunch on the range. Training runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your carbine or semi-automatic rifle, 300 rounds of ammunition, safety glasses, and ear protection. General admission tickets are $250 and includes 10 entries in the Crofter Market Sweepstakes. Visit SaveTheRanchers.com for details.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on tonight. We're going to go right back to Matt. Matt is going to respond. He knows a thing or two about this James Field because Matt was there. And he knows a lot about that. So go ahead, Matt.
Well, James Fields, it came out in trial that he actually, he'd asked some guy to go to lunch with him after the event. And he also had his GPS on his phone. He had pulled up his house to go to right after the event. So it's very evident that anything that they would try to prove that he was intended to do something is completely fallacious. At very best, a courtroom, all you could prove realistically is that he was just, maybe you could give him manslaughter. But the problem is you got to prove some sort of negligence of operating a motor vehicle. He was driving like under 20 miles an hour, according to the court documents. And also when he came down that street, Antifa had moved street signs and detour signs. And they had moved things to where the road closed signs to where he didn't have an accurate picture of what the city required for which streets to even go down. That's what kind of mobs and unruly mobs are on the street. So here you have a kid who gets to a road sign that says road closed, and he goes down the road that was actually closed. And this mob was following after him. It also came out that there was somebody with an AR-15 pointing the gun at his car. So, hey, it's doubtful that he even saw that, because if I had seen that, if it were me in a car and somebody were pointing that, I would have probably plowed that person over going 50 miles an hour. But this kid, yes. He's going down the street going 20, and he hits a car that this mob was basically blocking, that was a parked car on the street. He didn't even hit Heather Heyer. He hit this car on the street, which then subsequently hit at the mob of people. So, this is what happened. And everything about Western justice, if you apply any of the things of Western justice, you would have to exonerate this man. This poor kid who's, what, 20? How old is he, Nancy? 25 maybe now?
He's 27 now.
27 now. I mean, this poor kid is now has multiple life sentences over him. What is it, 400 years or something like that? So that's not Western justice. Western justice, and that's part of the grander illusion that they've put us all in. We don't have Western justice here. We have Talmudic justice, where hearsay and fake evidence is enough to destroy somebody. That's all I would say there. You don't have any type of Western justice in our courts. So to those of you, kind of go back to full circle, if you think you're going to vote your way out of this, if you think you're going to engage the democratic system with your one-man, one-vote mentality, you're gravely mistaken about what we're under, what we're living in. So anyway, back to you, Nancy.
Well, that's very true, I think. I'm going to do something that we do weekly, which is it's Hard and Feathering. And it's this week it's going to be the heartless IDF soldiers who are murdering on a daily basis for Israel. And I want to mention the hero will be this Whitney Webb, who is a professional researcher and journalist, seems to have dug up a lot of information about everything. I mean, she's really a brain. And also Enoch Powell, who was a British scholar who talked about the rivers of blood, which is actually kind of in a forecast of what has happened. It was forecast what is happening in England today with all the ongoing protests. Last week, we talked about the Israeli assassinations. I made a list of some of them. Well, guess what? The Israelis, yesterday, they killed again. They killed one of their so-called enemies in an air attack by drone in Beirut, or outside, might have been outside of Beirut. It was in Lebanon. And, you know, I think it's kind of crazy. We always hear, oh, no, the Israelis, they want to de-escalate. Yeah, they're de-escalating by killing everyone who would be able to negotiate a settlement in Gaza. And America comes out with guns blazing. They're sending all the military arms they can to defend poor little Israel. And the zombie Americans, on the other hand, they're telling us they're calling for peace while sending all these military airplanes to Israel. There is no way we can win with this controlled government of fools and jackasses in power.
I think
that's, I like to throw this out there to Matt.
Correct.
Matt, here's a... And I'll get Matt's take on this right here. You know, I believe, and I've said this over and over, there is no way we, as white Europeans in this country, especially Christians, there's no way we're ever going to have a better day than we have today. It's as good as it's going to get today. Until this government cannot be reformed that we have, this so-called government we have run in Washington, D.C., it has to be completely dismantled. It has to be taken down. It has to be destroyed. We have to get rid of that thing. And we have to start all anew. And we have to have, if we have to have a dictatorship, then so be it. Because I've come around to Matt's way of thinking this so-called constitutional government, it ain't worked for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm not smart enough. People will debate that thing all day long. I think it's worthless to debate it because in the end, Matt, here's what I think. I'm going to shut up after this. In the end, Mao Zedong, I'll repeat myself 100 times, Mao Zedong and George Washington said pretty much the same thing. George Washington said something like this. if I can remember it. He said, government, like fire, makes a dangerous servant in a fearful master. Then he said, therefore, I'm just paraphrasing, speak to me not of confidence in men. Instead, let us bind them with the chains of a constitution. At least they permit mischief. But Mao Zedong was really more eloquent and really closer to the truth than George Washington. Mao Zedong said, Matt and Nancy, that all government power comes at the end of a gun barrel. So it don't make a rat's butt what kind of government we have, people. This is Eddie Miller talking. My opinion, unless we have white Europeans like ourselves controlling the gun, then we will never, ever be free. And we have to get rid of this stinking Jew government we got that's lording it over us. We have to have the guns ourselves. If anybody can't see, the Benjamin Netanyahu and that crowd over there is not the real president of the United States. I don't know what is wrong with their brains. Matt, go ahead, fella.
Well, you say there's not going to be a better time than now, and I agree with you on a demographic point of view. We've got the most capable white people right now. We're not going to have that in 20 years. But what I will say is, I've been asked at work quite a few times by friends who know my political leanings, and they ask, oh, well, isn't now the greatest time for China or Russia to invade America? And I just tell them, I've been doing some math here recently, and anybody can do this with some simple paper and a pencil. Just get it out, and you got $35 trillion of U.S. debt, and add, let's say, $4 to $5 trillion a year, and you got a double the amount of U.S. debt in under 7 years. I think it came out to 6.72 years. Okay, and that's best case scenario. If we get involved in a boots-on-the-ground war out in the Middle East, it could exponentially go up faster. But, you know, when you have that much debt as a country, as a nation, well, people are already working three jobs for a household just to make it. You know, husband and wife, and a lot of times one of them will have two jobs going. So just to make it living in America right now, just to stay at a even keel social class, you have to work three jobs just about. What happens when we have doubled the national debt and everything goes up in price, at least, you know, by another 100% on your costs? So, I think we're going to run off the fiscal cliff, and a lot of people are talking about this and sounding the alarm bells. That was the whole reason I've been looking into this Bitcoin thing, and I don't agree with Bitcoin at all. I think it's worthless, but it's funny listening to all these people talk about Bitcoin, and they say many of the things that people that believe in hard metals and silver and gold say. And it's interesting, y'all, that what everybody does agree on is that we're heading towards a disaster very soon financially. So my answer to my friend at work, to come back to the current, is there a better time than now? Well, I think if Putin were wanting to really win a ground war against a superpower like America, he knows what we know. And all he has to do is wait 6, 7, 8 years, and then that's the ideal time, when Americans absolutely are bankrupt and can do nothing. And the U.S. government, by de facto, will be bankrupt and not be able to do anything. The security apparatus is going to fail when the paychecks stop coming into the bank accounts. You know, that's what's really going to happen. That's the fiscal cliff, when agents and things stop getting their paychecks, or their paychecks are worthless and they're having to risk their lives for a worthless paycheck. I think then that would be the ideal time. So, but right now we need activists who are jumping in and trying to scream from the rooftops about the upcoming collapse.
That's a great, man. We got to go a quick break, but I'll tell you what, that's some great insight you just pumped out there, brother. Be right back, folks. Hang on.
Program. proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Debbie's last day over the U.S. before blowing into Canada, inundating parts of the Northeast with very heavy rain and flooding. James Martin is with the Woodhull Highway Department in New York and says the town has suffered major flooding before.
This is terrible for the community. Now we're going to have to try going through this again. I don't know what's going to happen now because the stores and stuff have been wiped out again. So whether they rebuild back or not, I have no idea.
Westfield, Pennsylvania resident Cindy Pierce says her family lost a lot in the flood.
We were watching and got all of our four-wheelers out of the shed that you can see down back. That's halfway across the yard. We lost everything down back, swimming pool, kids, swing set. But our house is safe and we're safe. That's all that matters.
Scores of people evacuated, a number of residents rescued by helicopter. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Okay, let's say you've got some vacation time coming. What better time than this to take advantage of, well, we'll let John Scott explain this one.
It's a competition between hunters to capture the most and longest Burmese pythons. The 10-day hunt is meant to incentivize hunters to capture the invasive snakes in Florida to win prizes among a share of $30,000. But the grand prize winner with the most snakes humanely killed gets $10,000. The Florida Wildlife Commission aims to bring public awareness of the harms of this invasive species in Florida with this event. John Scott reporting.
The union that represents train engineers says Union Pacific holding back on the promise to make the schedules more predictable. Nation's largest railroad telling the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen union, that it's not getting enough work out of its engineers anymore. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, marksmen and adventure seekers. Join us at the Garth Kilpack Range in Springville, Utah for the ultimate rifle roundup. Enjoy 4 hours of elite rifle training with Tactical Cowboy, a $400 value, and lunch on the range. Training runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your carbine or semi-automatic rifle, 300 rounds of ammunition, safety glasses, and ear protection. General admission tickets are $250 and includes 10 entries in the Crofter Market Sweepstakes. Visit SaveTheRanchers.com for details.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
I gave you power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm really enjoying this program tonight. It's great to have a different person come in tonight, a different personality we hadn't had in a while. It gives us a different flavor. It spices up the same old, you know, meat and potato stuff that we have every week. I'm not saying it's not good what we do, but it's great to have another insight in like Matt. But Matt is hitting on all eight cylinders when it comes to this economics. He's 100% right. My buddy CW, we were cruising down across North Mississippi, what, 2 weeks ago, last week, whenever it was, and he talked about that. He's a big Bitcoin man. But he was telling me, along with every 95 days, I believe it was, he said the government is borrowing $1 trillion. Like Matt nailed it, about $3 to $5 million, $1 trillion a year. And, you know, and I'll make this quick. We're on what they call the Keynesian bank system. And that's John Maynard Keynes, the guy who were supposed to be on this fractional reserve bank system. He said, over 100 years ago, he said through the process of inflation, he could take everything a man had. He said not one man in 10,000 would know how he went bankrupt. But through then, that's why they call inflation the cruelest tax. So, and I was just saying, I remember Dr. Edwin Vera and this other fellow that Lee Cochran used to be, he was their one of their disciples. They talked about state banks. I didn't even go so far as to say county banks and issue our own currency based on something of value. It could be gold, silver, it could be coal, it could be any damn thing of hard value. But anyway, that's just like the comment that Matt's 100% right. I never thought of it that way. I never thought of it. Russia hanging out, Putin is hanging out. Might not take 6 years, Matt. But anyway, we got Sister Nancy's got some great quotes for us, and I'm anxious to hear what she's got. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
I think this one you would particularly like, Eddie. It's, you know, I get free books where you take a book and leave a book or whatever, as you know that I got one, I think, about Trump by Mary Trump. But the other day I went to one of my locations and I picked up a brand new book. It's called Churchill's History of the English Speaking People. Now, I don't care much about Churchill, but he was a great writer. And this is regarding Roman subjugation of Britain on page 6. This is his quote. Still, it is the primary right of men to die and kill the land they live in, and to punish with exceptional severity all members of their own race who have warmed their hands at the invader's hearth. I think you would appreciate that one, Eddie. I think you would agree with that one.
Wholeheartedly, I most certainly do.
And one other quote, well, I've got a couple of quotes from the Barnes Review. This one was from an article about Vietnam, page 69. And here's what the writer says. Even they don't seem to understand that the U.S. government is the world's bloodiest terrorist organization, and the military establishment's raison d'etre, in other words, reason to be, is to start trouble around the world against enemies invented by the all-powerful Zionist-controlled news media, end of quote. Well, I think we would all agree with that one, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the news media is a weapon, and people are entirely not awake about how much of a weapon it is. And it's an economic weapon. Listen, if they can control what comes across your TVs and make you want to invest in things that they own, for example, AI, I can't tell you how many boomers have told me they're wanting to invest in AI and AI companies. And but where is all this AI interest coming from? Well, it's coming from the media. And it's coming from, you know, have any of you ever used AI? I tried to use it. I downloaded a program the other day. I was going to try to use it for something very practical. And this thing was completely inept when it came to working out some practical. I asked it if it could help draw me blueprints. And it said, no, AI, our AI program's not able to draw blueprints, you know. Something very practical and real world. No, they're more interested in turning AI into a social experiment that brainwashes the masses. So here again, where did all these boomers come up with the idea that they're going to invest in AI and put their hard-earned dollars in these companies that are developing AI? Everybody rushed into NVIDIA for this exact reason. You know, and the media is fueling this, and they typically, right. And what kind of power is it to be able to crash things at will, and they can tell you to go invest all the middle class, go buy NVIDIA, and then in weeks, they, you know, NVIDIA's the 20%, it drops its price 20% from that when it was all in the news. So that's extreme amount of power, and they can rake in. It's like when the casino throws out a blackjack, and they just rake the table. Eddie, you might know a little something about that.
Yes, in my former life, Lord knows, I tell you, in my other life, I used to, before I turned things around, before I even thought about a marathon, I would walk into the casinos down in Tunica, Mississippi. My favorite time to get there was at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning while all the so-called amateurs are gone. And I thought, this must be what heaven's like. You hear all those slot machines going off. You hear people screaming at the crap table. And I'll tell you what, I'll tell people, if you do not want to get addicted to gambling, do not ever shoot craps. Because the craps, I know this is kind of a rabbit trail, but Matt opened it up. Craps is the, I describe it as the crack cocaine of gambling. It is so fast and quick. If you're good.
And you know what? It is. And you know what? Those are fun and games. And yes, you have a greater chance of losing, but you know that going into these places. And you're there to have fun and enjoy it. But yes, it is predominantly a losing game. But you know what? These people, what's worse, that where you, these companies aren't ashamed to tell you you're probably going to lose as you walk in. They got signs saying if you're addicted to gambling, call this number. You know, what's different? Is that worse than what they do? They use the media to get you to buy NVIDIA, and they tell you you're going to make money. They tell you how great it's going to be, and then in 2 weeks they drop it 20%. I think that's evil, and that's what the power of the media is doing. These people don't understand. It's completely economic. And it's just the same old story. They're going to be able to use mass media to fleece the people. So here's another yet another reason why democracy and the right for everybody to have a vote. Well, all these people are very so unaware of the facts of what's going on around them, and they don't even realize all the games that are taking place in their life to make them into sheep. And yet we're going to turn around and celebrate the fact that that sheep, and the sheep doesn't have a clue what's going on, they're going to have a vote. You know, how silly is that? What kind of ridiculous society is that, where people that have no clue the media and the bias and the lying that's going on, they have no facts, and yet they vote, you know.
Well, you know, even if they do have the facts, it's so stupid of these people. I hear these white people, you know, that they've got money. Oh, I've gone to war. I'll fight for your right to vote, for every man's right to vote. And that includes all these millions of these feral animals that are coming across our southern border. I mean, we'll just give them a right to vote. And you know what they're going to, Matt and Nancy, they're going to vote you out of your home, out of your job. They're going to vote you into living under a bridge, and they're going to take your stuff. That's what they're here for, man. I mean, and there's another commercial that Sam's running. I'll go ahead and dog Sam's commercial a minute. I hope he's not listening. It's Ask an Immigrant. I call them immigrants. Ask an immigrant. They have this show that comes on. Ask an immigrant why he came to the United States. Who the hell has to wonder why an immigrant's coming to the United States? They get prepaid credit cards. They get their own Medicaid, Medicare. They have new cell phones without. I've even been told, I said I was going to research this, but I hadn't done it. I've even been told they come in, and I know they fly them to cities all over creation. You pick your city, they fly these immigrants all over to the United States, all these cities in the United States, put them up fine hotels. I've even been told they give them these cell phones with a special app on it that they don't have to do like I did. I had to go to the TSA several years ago because I go to New York run this marathon to get what they call a pre-check. I paid almost $100 to get pre-checked to the TSA. So I wouldn't have to go through all these checkpoints. And what happened? The first damn day I went through that thing, they flagged me down and put me through. They're going to put me through the microwave oven. I said, hell no. I'll just let that lady over there pat me down. And that happened to me twice. But these immigrants come in here, and they got this phone. They show them their app, and they're just flagging them through like they're the George Washington or something. But that's who these clowns are. Oh, he has a right to vote. Yeah, everyone has one man, one vote. That way we'll be living under a bridge. But you're so – it's so stupid to me. I don't, and I hear and educated
– And the Christian right – sorry, I'm going to jump in. The Christian right has gotten under my skin for the last time. It is not a Christian duty and principle to go vote. You find that nowhere in the scriptures. Where in the scriptures does it say we're required to go vote? So I'm getting tired of these Christians saying it's my duty to go vote. I don't know where that Christian doctrine came from. It didn't come from Jesus Christ. So there's that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it came from one of these big makers. I can't remember his name now. It said, God loves Israel. Anyway, we'll be right back, folks. We're doing our last segment of the second hour. We'll be right back, folks.
Attention, marksmen and adventure seekers. Join us at the Garth Kilpack Range in Springville, Utah for the ultimate rifle roundup. Enjoy 4 hours of elite rifle training with Tactical Cowboy, a $400 value, and lunch on the range. Training runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your carbine or semi-automatic rifle, 300 rounds of ammunition, safety glasses, and ear protection. General admission tickets are $250 and includes 10 entries in the Croft Your Market sweepstakes. Visit SaveTheRanchers.com for details.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
In the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
Well, dear folks, I'm so glad Matt came in tonight. It's just really helped this hour flow. And keep in mind, it was totally unplanned, totally unscripted, but that's the way Sister Nancy can tell you. We fly by the seat of our pants on Blood River Radio. And if for some reason, as I've always said, I think God's in it because it always comes out good. I mean, Matt's coming in and giving a stellar performance. And so, of course, Sister Nancy always does. She is our research guru. Sister Nancy does more research. She is the research person for Blood River Radio. Her and Sister Nancy and Regine are the history buffs. If you anything you can possibly think of that you want to ask about Lincoln's War, the South, the Confederacy, if Gene doesn't know it, Nancy does, and vice versa. But go ahead. Sister Nancy's got some quotes from one of these ancient Greek guys. I think she said Plato. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, I'm going to start out by saying that although people refer to this as democracy, democracy, and Trump's going to ruin the democracy, really, this is supposed to be a constitutional republic. And I have always said that we lost the republic at Appomattox. But anyway, from the Barnes Review, an article by Kemp, He talks about Plato from 427 to 348 BC. This is how far back these discussions go. Plato was the first renowned philosopher to recognize race as a factor in the rise and fall of civilizations. In The Republic, which was a book, not just the republic that we're talking about, our country being a republic, he also stated that the first requirement of continued statehood was the necessity of retaining racial homogeneity. And of course, that's what we are losing in this country.
Go ahead, Matt.
Well, it absolutely is. That's one of the things they've been attacking ever since Appomattox, honestly. First, they created social classes of oligarchs, the robber barons and stuff, and then they started fleecing economically. But then that left our people completely defenseless to protect our borders and protect our racial homogeneity. So I think that's spot on. It highlights one of the flaws I've always thought the Constitution had, was that it doesn't identify who we, the people, are. It doesn't say who they are. And that could just as easily apply to anybody. They could just as easily, change out the people group, which they have. And I think we need, I could think of all different types of governments that are biblical, but we need a biblical government, whatever it turns into in this collapse. Whatever phoenix rises out of the ashes needs to be a biblical government. I could think of a biblical monarchy, a biblical constitutional government, a biblical republic, whatever. But regardless, it's got to be biblical, because democracy is not biblical. The hordes do not get to tell the leaders what to do. You know, that's ridiculous. And it's unorganized, uncivil. And thank you for having me on the show tonight, by the way, Eddie. Those were high praises. I'll tell you, you're getting the full Matthew. I've had a lot of things on my mind here lately. So
well, the praise.
I guess my wife doesn't let me talk at home, so I'm now getting a chance to talk. I don't know. But
By the way, her name is Abigail, but she'll always be a Bubba Gale to me, because I remember the first time I ever saw your precious wife, we were at Montgomery Bell. Blood River Radio was still fairly new, and Matt had this thing called a stinger I had never heard of. And people said, oh, you won't be able to broadcast that well up there. But thanks to Matt and his stinger apparatus, we got out. And plus, we went into some little town there, and we got all these art supplies, and we got some tables. And Matt drew, we got a lot of paper, and Matt drew blood drops, stuff like that, said, simulating Blood River Radio. And we got a lot of compliments about that, what Matt did. We had a hell of a show up there.
Just a sign. Tell the audience, it's just a sign for our booth. I'm not a psychopath. Like, to be clear.
Well, that was real blood. Yeah, it was real blood, man. Well, we don't do anything. Everything we do is authentic. But anyway, yeah, it was a sign. You're right. Well, we've had psychopaths on before, so it's no big deal. In fact, when I was with TPC, we had an exorcist on one time, and what's his name? We really did. Simon. Let's see. Oh golly, Winston Smith took that interview. Let me douse this phone, y'all. Let's see. She was called from. They don't realize that I'm on the. They're calling from Alaska. But go ahead, man. Take her while I fix this phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll pass it on to Nancy. I've pretty much spent, but I'll tell you what, we definitely need change, and change is coming quicker than we realize with this fiscal problem. So that's my big, 1-2 punch there.
Well, that's for sure. I don't know how it's going to work out, of course, but I don't know how this, I don't think this election is going to really make a lot of difference as far as our situation. The government is controlled by paid con men and paid pawns. That's for sure.
Well, let me ask you this. What's your thoughts on Bitcoin?
I don't know much about it. I don't really haven't studied it that closely. It's kind of beyond me. thinking. I it's something I wouldn't be interested in, or I wouldn't. I guess I don't have the knowledge of how it would work.
I'm back by the phone, folks. Like,
is that your call, family?
Yeah, that call came from a ship. I don't have my daughter. That was my oldest daughter. They're at, on the, what I call the high seas now. They're out in the ship going to Alaska. And I had to hurry up and douse that phone. I muted myself and told them, hey, man, we're doing live radio. And they forgot this was Saturday, you know. But anyway, my best friend in the world, CW, is a guru in that. He said that he was one of the oldest guys who ever to get into Bitcoin. He thinks it's better than gold and silver. I don't trust it, maybe because I was the old guy. But I know, I put it this way, silver and gold, silver has been around since before Christ. Matter of fact, Abraham used silver to buy his dead wife. His wife, she died. He bought some land in a cave to bury Sarah in. It's that his wife, Abraham's wife. And he used silver. It's been around forever. It goes all the way back to the Old Testament. It talked about, I don't want to go back and reference that chapter, but I trust gold and silver. He says, because you can take Bitcoin, you can put it in your computer, and if you're trying to leave, it's his thing. He said, if you're trying to leave the country, gold and silver is heavy. You try to get on an airplane. If you're hounded by the cops or something, they can confiscate your gold and silver. But he said, you can go anywhere in the world, pull up your Bitcoins, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, I think that's a kind of a weak reason to favor gold is to favor Bitcoin over gold and silver. I'm like, supposedly it's everybody and his mama is going to it. I'm too poor to even have gold to have either one, really. I'm sure Matt knows more about that than I do. But a lot of people think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And fortunes have been made and lost with it. You know that I've been told. But maybe we ought to do, in fact, CW, I think, is going to come on sometime next month and do a program on the stock exchange and the commodities. All he's one of these gurus. If he knew as much about medicine as he did that, he'd be greater than Albert Schweitzer. But anyways, he is a guru. He loves that money. But, well, I guess, you know, not to the way he's a sinner, I guess. At least not the same way I sin. But because I guess I'm a little bit more rough and crude around the edges, or I would know more about this Bitcoin. But, man, I'm so glad you came on tonight. We have a guest coming on the third hour. I'd ask you to come on. I've never had her on before. her name is Kay Rubicek. You ought to listen, look into her. I had her bio accidentally X'd out some of it on my phone. I've still got some left. But, Matt, I would love to get you back here on a regular basis. If you can get away, if a Bubba Gale will let you get away. But I tell you, I hear she's pretty rough on you, man. Did that knot ever heal on your head?
Yeah, that was, you know. She waits till I go to sleep, but yeah, that's what happens.
Well, she is a fantastic kid. I've known her. Hey, what year was that we were up there, Montgomery Bell? Was that after Sean's
2020.
2020.
Right?
Oh, wow. So that was after Sean's.
No, it was 2019. Sorry, it was 2019. Yeah, 2019.
You know what we did? I'm really proud of this day. We produced, let's see, 3, 4, 5, 6. We did 7 hours of radio up there. We did Sam's show from 8 to 10, and then we did Blood River. We got off the air for a while. We picked up Blood River from 3 to 4. We were just on 2 hours those days. And then we went from 4 to 6. And at 6 o'clock, when Blood River went off, we did James's show because James went back home to Memphis. And we were running guests in and out. Matt and Lee Cochran handled most of the bike duties. I spent all the time trying to run these people down. And those intellectuals, I'm telling you, it's just that you tell me be here at 4:15. That means nothing to them. Anyway, we had a good time up there, and that's where old Matt, I think first we met at Bubba Gale. Well, Matt, thank you so much for coming on. Hey, call me back as soon as you can. I'll keep in touch with you and hug your wife and your kids for me.
All right, sounds good.
See you later, brother. People were getting ready to transition. Me and the bell cow, we're going to pick up this guest. Her name is Kay Rubicek, and I'm really excited about having her own. She can tell you up close. She's seen communism up close and personal. So we'll be right back, folks.